This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 a.m. Eastern to do everything we can to help you with all of our gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. You know, it's a kind of a dreary Sunday morning. Had some rain and mixed with snow, but didn't really stick because it's been warm. Been gross weather yesterday. It was gross ending to our night last night with the Patriots losing the season. But, you know, we gotta move on. But we had a decent week looking ahead. It's not too winter-like. High 30s most of the week. Looking to be decent out there. It's that time of year where the warm and cold are just all back and forth and everybody's starting to get those colds and sick and flu, and it's just that wonderful time of year right after the holidays. The holidays are over and now we're just trying to recover and get ready for the year. Kind of like what our garden does during the winter. Kind of trying to recover and get ready for that next season. That next season is, obviously our spring season. But during this season right now, it's a lot of our stuff is, you know, it's gone dormant. It's, in hibernation, if you will. But it's gone dormant to rejuvenate for next year. So it's a lot of these plants you kind of, you know, think about, all right, well, is it going to be too much here? Is it too cold? Is it too warm? You know, and that's one of the fears we have right this time of year, is the temperature-wise fluctuating so much. What's it going to do to our plants going throughout the season? You know, is it going to affect us like it has in the past where, you know, we have early spring but then a late, I'll say it's more of like an early spring with a late frost, but it's not really a late frost. It's just warms up early, then gets cold. You know, is that the trend we're heading into this year? What's going to happen? Because it seems like we're following the same pattern as we have a couple years ago and throughout the past couple years with our weather. So it makes you just wonder, what's going to happen? Are our plants going to be okay? Is everything going to, you know, work out the right way? What can we do? You know, and it's A lot of areas, I know in southern New England, you know, most of Massachusetts down has no snow at this point. I know New Hampshire and Maine have a bunch of snow. I know that last snowstorm we had, that line of snow almost was like Massachusetts. It like outlined Massachusetts basically of where the snow was on the north of it. Hit New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont. I know up at my mom's house, she got about it's like 8 to 12 inches of snow, maybe more, from that most recent storm. So, it's been all over the place weather-wise. So, one of the great things about that snow coverage in parts of the New England area is it's protecting our plants, getting our plants into that dormancy period, keeping them that way. That's actually more beneficial for plants than what's going on here in the southern New England, where snow, rain, snow, warm, etc. It's protecting our plants by, you know, insulating the ground, keeping it frozen, keeping the plant at one temperature. And as my father used to call it, poor man's fertilizer, taking care of us in the spring with this snow. So not a bad thing. Obviously, you don't love to see it when there's so much of it around. But you know, it's kind of the two different areas are completely different right now, based on, you know, weather-wise. That being said, it's not, both areas wouldn't be looked at as completely different. You're going to still want to think the same way with your gardens for this year and for going forward. You know, the only real difference is in the lower areas where there's no snow, you actually might be able to get some work done out there if you haven't finished. We talked about last week. I was out there last week finishing up at least 2/3 of my yard, getting the leaves up and cleaning up. And getting that ready, and that was nice to do. You know, some of those areas that still don't have snow, do you have some time to get in there and get it done? You know, I have, from that all that rain, there's really no snow on the ground at my house, so I could get out there and finish. This week doesn't look bad, like I said. Later in the week, it might be getting in the 40s. So our temperatures have just been fluctuating so much. I'm really concerned about the plants going forward. The up and down temperatures, the cold, warm, what's it going to do to them? So, you know, only time will tell, and only getting ready first in the spring will be able to tell us what's going to happen. And a lot of that is fertilizing early. Right when spring hits, when you're starting to see, you know, that first sign of growth in plants, that's when you're going to start getting those fertilizers in there, you know, looking at the holly tone for all your evergreens, tree tone for your trees, garden tone for the gardens. You know, obviously we're not going to work on tomato tone right away, but there are thoughts of what to use in the garden prior, maybe starting it off with a little bit of 10-10-10 to get that garden ready to go. So that's part of it. It's not just waiting till the tomatoes are, or your veggies when you use that garden tone to be putting down. You know, your plant tone for some of those more, you know, all-purpose type uses. So those are some things we need to be thinking about getting ready for. Lots of other things we can be thinking about getting ready for this spring so we can be ready for that full season. We'll talk about it, I don't know how many times. I can't even count at this point, but soil tests, getting those done this spring right away. Some areas, if you can actually dig in the soil right now, go ahead, get that soil sample taken care of. If you want to have the more successful lawn or garden, etc., you know, we one of our listeners, Daryl, had brought up a couple weeks ago, don't just do the soil test when you're having issues. Do a soil test when something was successful, so you can do that again, and, you know, be successful again versus just, all right, I was successful. All right, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. You never know. Something else could be happening, but it could tell you exactly what you need to know. So that's something to really be thinking about. So, you know, it's odd. I'll tell you, looking out, seeing no snow on the 5th of January and knowing that, you know, some areas have tons of snow. So this is, the weather is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde here, just back and forth. And I'd love for it to just figure itself out so we can either have winter or go into spring. Because the outside person in me wants to be out there more often with this warm weather, but then it gets cold and you almost feel like you can't accomplish anything. So now the rest of the show here, we'll take all of your questions. We'll talk about a lot of different things here. But you can give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to talk about a bunch of different things. Talk a little bit about what to do with your Christmas tree if you weren't listening last week, where you can do something along those lines. I have a couple other things that we can plan for spring. We can talk about that a little bit more. We'll talk about a number of different things that'll come up as we go. But definitely, if you want to join the show, talk with us today, you can call us at 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we have a bunch of things we can talk about. Like I was starting to say earlier, one of the ones I'm going to bring up in the next segment is safe houseplants for your pets. And then I'm going to talk about four of them, four different ones, to really give you some ideas of what you can be doing at home. I know when it comes to, houseplants at home, when I think of bringing anything in, the first thing I think of is my cat going to eat it? Because she seems to eat any plant we ever bring in. You know, that second thing you think about is, okay, if she does eat it, is she going to be okay? You want to make sure. I mean, pets are our family. They've become part of everything. And, you know, when it comes to my house, the dog and cat that we have are my kids' best friends. The cat is almost like a dog for us. So, you know, you want to protect them. You want to make sure they're taken care of. So, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about a bunch of different plants that you can be using in the house that are safe for your pets, and go over that a little bit more in depth a little bit. Now, we've been talking the past couple weeks about pollinators, bringing pollinators to your home, using different plants, etc. You know, basically looking into having hummingbirds and bees and butterflies, etc. And one of the things that we can be looking at doing this year is getting, bringing hummingbirds towards our home. And we want to do that early. We talked about this early last year, is the way that the hummingbirds migrate, they are early. You want to make sure that on their way through, they're going to actually have food. So we can discuss that a little bit. But what I'd really like to discuss is some of the plants that you can be using. Now, let's start off with some perennials. What are the common ones that you would know about? Your bee balm would be a great one to have. Red columbine, blue lupin, delphinium and hollyhock are great ones. Phlox, salvia, coral bells. I mean, just naming those out loud, a lot of those are common in gardens and at garden centers to purchase and easy to get. So it's not that hard to actually be able to get some of these plants into the garden to bring some of these hummingbirds towards you. Now, if you're looking for shrubs, I know this is one where some people don't like this plant just based on what it does, but a butterfly bush will bring in the hummingbird. Not always the greatest for the butterflies, I understand. Rhododendron. There's a couple types that you're looking for. The Catawba rhododendron, that's one of the types that you'd be looking for to bring into the garden. That's one of the best ones. A Rosa Sharon, which would be later blooming in the year, so right around July. A trumpet vine, honeysuckle, cardinal vine. Those vines are the types that really bring them the colors that they have. That trumpet vine, you want to use the orange and reddish. Those are the good ones for it to bring in those hummingbirds. So those are a couple ideas there. There's also a mimosa tree or a silk tree that really attracts the hummingbirds the way that the flower is. It's a pink flower, very aromatic, so that will bring them towards you. So getting a few of these plants in the garden will really benefit you if you're looking to bring in hummingbirds to the garden and your area. If you already have had them, great. Maybe look at getting a few other things to add to the area to maybe keep them there and making sure that they're going to come back year after year. So they are awesome little birds. When you can see them, they almost look like they're not even moving when they're feeding. So it's awesome to think about. So, just some ideas to bring hummingbirds to your garden. If you want, you can give us a call. We have open lines at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pro-Iran militia is warning Iraqi troops to keep their distance from U.S. forces in military bases. The anti-American group statement comes after mortars and rockets hit close to the U.S. embassy and a base where troops are stationed. The attacks appear to be the first hints of a violent response to the killing by the U.S. of a top Iranian general near the Baghdad airport on Friday. There have been mass demonstrations mourning his death. President Trump spoke of it in West Palm Beach on Friday night.
At my direction, the United States military executed a flawless strike that terminated the terrorist ringleader responsible for gravely wounding and murdering thousands and thousands of people and hundreds at least of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, earlier I talked about this segment. We're going to talk about some houseplants that are safe for cats and dogs on the inside of your house. I mean, our animals are our family. We want to take care of them. But at the same time, we want to make sure our inside is, feels like an outside, feels beautiful, has that nice feel to it with our houseplants. So we want to make sure that it's safe for everyone. So I have a list of some of the best houseplants that are safer for the cats and dogs, and then I'm going to go into a few of them. I have four different ones that I want to talk about a little bit more. One that's very common is your African violet, your banana plant. That's a great one. Spider plant, it's very common. People love it. One of the articles that I was looking at when I brought this up has a spider plant, and then a cat is sitting underneath the spider plant with the spider, leaves just coming around it like it was like it's a little hairdo. So it was kind of cute. That brought my attention to it. So another one is a Venus flytrap. So if you want to, your kids bring one in, don't worry. It's not going to affect your cat or dog. The areca palm. That is a good one, or some people will call it butterfly palm. Boston fern, that's a very nice and common one. The polka dot plant, peperomia, orchids, asparagus fern, bromeliad, ponytail palm, a few others that are on there. But I'd like to discuss in depth a little bit more on a couple of these plants. One of the first ones we'll talk about is the spider plant. A very tough foliage plant for multiple areas, indoors, greenhouse, or, sunroom, depending upon, obviously, if it's heated or not at this time of year. A lot of people will use it in a hanging basket because of the trailers that have the little, as we used to call them in the greenhouse, little baby spider plants that come down off of it, so that you can actually use those as cuttings and put them into other plants. But it is one that prefers filtered sun, so not full sun. So you want to keep it kind of away from the full sun. It'll take more of the filtered sun versus just sitting in baking sun all day. It is not draft tolerant. I'd like to just tell everybody about when it is draft tolerant or not, because of the, you don't want to affect it by a cold window. You're going to cut back on the watering, just like every other plant, just about during the winter. Let it kind of have a little bit of dormancy. You're going to feed with a lower nitrogen type fertilizer. Get that most of the season. One of the pests that a spider plant will get is spider mites. It's funny that a spider plant gets spider mites, but that's one of its main pests that come on there. So it's something that you should be looking for. One of the things you don't want to get it below 41, 42, 40 degrees. You want to make sure it stays above that. Anything lower can kill the plant. You're going to want to repot every second year. So every 2 years with the plant, repot it so it can get a little bit bigger each time. You don't have to go from, you know, a 6-inch plant to a 12-inch plant. We're talking 6 to maybe a 7 or an 8. Just slowly build it up. And you can repot the rooting plantlets any time of the year. That's those little trailers that come down. It's a little orange, vine-looking with a little spider plant at the end. Those can be replanted at any time during the season. So that's pretty cool. Known for a foliage plant, as you might have guessed, but just some information about the spider plant. Now, another plant that we talked about would be the butterfly palm. The butterfly palm is one of your typical palm trees that you would see in a houseplant. Clump form coming up with the leaves, not, you know, a really tall palm tree that you would see grown in like Florida. This is more of like a, it's almost like a shrub type, like a bush type of palm tree. It wants for light. It will actually tolerate a shady to filtered sun position, and you want to keep it away from the direct sunlight. It doesn't want to get below that 40 degrees as well. It wants to stay above that. So it wants to make sure it doesn't get into a freezing situation. You're going to feed it the same way as you would the spider plant. A lot of these are going to be fed the same way, spring, summer, fall, and then cut back for the winter. Kind of let it have that dormancy period. This is one where a pest and disease that you might be seeing on it would be mealybugs, scale, and spider mites. So that's just something to look at on your plants. A lot of them are going to have the same type of houseplant related pests, spider mites, scales, etc. So this is the butterfly palm. And a little bit more into this one, you want to repot this one every year in the spring. So that's pretty cool. It's going to grow. You know, I say it's pretty cool because of the fact that it's going to grow and get bigger each time. So that's something to think about. We can go over a few more of those a little bit later. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Last fall, my wife picked up a couple of orchid plants. So not knowing and not having grown and taken care of orchids, what is your recommendations for taking care of orchids? They're in the house right now, obviously, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you would suggest, because I hear 1,001 different options as to how to take care of them, so that's why I'm asking.
Okay. Now, for where do you have it right now?
Right now, it's they're in a window. There's two of them. They're facing a southwest window upstairs. upstairs in the house. They get in the summertime. They basically would. Well, we haven't had them in the summer yet, but basically they would be getting sunlight in the morning, and then by noontime the sun is past the upstairs window, and it'll be shade just light. And that's where they're at right now, just in the same spot. We haven't moved them for the last couple of months.
Okay. Now, so as you said, there are so many different ways to care for an orchid. Considering the fact that there are 30,000 different orchids or species of orchids, it's kind of hard. But at the same time, a lot of them have the same type of light, water, and growing medium that we're looking for. So it might sound like a lot, but a lot of them have the same things here. So when we talk about light, an orchid loves light. They are one that basically can't get enough light. Looking for, 10, 12, 14 hours of light a day. If you could get it in a full sun window, you said you have a southwest, maybe in the south so you can get some of that full day type sun, that would be great. If it's something that you can't actually get the outdoor light, maybe look into a growing light for the area. But it loves sun. It is something that can't get enough of it.
Okay.
And that's year round. That's not just certain times of the year. Sometimes when some plants want full sun for three quarters of the year, that last quarter not as much, but this is a full sun, year round.
Okay.
As far as growing media, I'm sure the pot looks different in the soil. It's not like a soil, it's more of a bark, cocoa, sphagnum moss mix in there. It's a lighter mix, and the roots are exposed. I'm sure that the orchids came that way, generally. Make sure if you were to repot it, depending upon when, usually every couple seasons you can repot it. It's not one that needs to get repotted each year. But you want to make sure it's an airy type soil. You want the roots to be able to grow. A lot of roots will actually come right out of the plant. So that's not a bad thing. You want them exposed a little bit.
Okay.
As far as watering, you don't want to overwater them. You don't want them to sit in water, okay? Too much water can kill them. Most of them are drought tolerant. So you don't want that extra water just sitting there. And that's one of the reasons why that soil is airy like it is, and it's more bark, so that the moisture can flow through and circulate. Okay. So you don't want to overwater it. You want to keep it almost dry type. So that's something to look at. Now, humidity is something I've talked about a lot in the past couple months here. Most orchids want the 60 to 80% of the humidity, in the air.
Okay.
So depending upon how the area is, if the house is humid or, needs, more, more humidity in the air to grow around it, you can, instead of letting an orchid sit in a tray, like I've talked about with others, putting rocks in them and putting the pot right on it, just take a tray near it, a plastic tray, fill it halfway with rocks, and then fill it with water, and the humidity will build out of there for it, for your orchid. Some of the orchids will actually be all right with being misted lightly to keep them going. Now, as far as fertilizer, you can use like a 10-10-10, an all-purpose fertilizer. With your fertilizer for the year, you want to do it when they're actively growing,
So midwinter is when you wouldn't really need to fertilize them, because right now they're active. They have the flowers on them. They're still blooming. So you can continue to fertilize a bit for that. They have orchid food specific for it that you would use and continue that way. So just with those things right there, I think you should be successful.
Okay.
You know, again, try to get it as much sunlight as possible. That's the biggest thing. As much sunlight as possible, and let it dry out a little bit. Not completely, where you see those roots almost wither. You want to keep those strong, but don't overwater it. And I think you should be successful that way.
Okay.
All right?
All righty. I have another question, but I can hear your segment.
Well, then, if you want to hang on the line, we can come right back to you on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Because I'd love to be able to answer the questions for you. So hang tight. Phone number here
will
is,
do.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to an orchid. And he had another question. But before we get to that, Bob, I wanted to just go back to the orchid. In between calls, I like to just look at some of my books and see, all right, make sure I said everything right.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. I want to make sure I'm giving all the right information. And everything I said is true. The one thing I want you to look at during the summer months with the orchid is that hot sun, if it's getting too much of it, can actually be bad for a plant. I know I said the light, it wants tons of sun. And the majority of the year it does. But in a season where the sun is so hot, it can actually make the leaves almost turn like a yellowish green or red because it has too much sun. The leaves itself will actually tell you it's an indicator of your light. If it's like very, very dark green, it's not enough light. If it's too much light, like I said, you're going to have the yellowish green. You kind of want that medium green look to it.
Okay.
One of the ways to tell if it's getting too much light, and it's a pretty easy one, is feel the leaves. If they feel like warmer or a lot hotter than the surrounding air that's there, then you want to move the plant to a little bit less light. Okay.
Okay.
So
I got you.
So I just, like I said, I look at some of this stuff afterwards to make sure I'm giving all the information I can. And this was one of the things I just wanted to get back to You know, during the winter, as much sun as possible. The sun is not as hot. It's not going to, you know, burn it. But as much sun as possible in the winter, in the spring, and into the fall. But in the summer, when it gets real, real hot like that, it can affect it. So just wanted to bring that back. You did have a second question, so I want to get right into that. What was that, Bob?
Okay. Earlier in your show, I had spoken about purchasing box store boxes of daffodils and tulips.
Yes.
And I think I told you that one of them started to sprout early.
Yep.
And it sprouted, so we brought it into the house, and now there's four what appear to be tete-type daffodils growing and living, surviving. And now there's some more coming. My question to you right now is, can I nurture them through a spring and summer and fall and do it again next year, or what's the chances of having flowers next year?
Well, so a lot of these can come back year after year. They don't always come back as well as they do the first season.
Okay.
So what I'd like to see you do is nourish it, do everything you can to it now. Once the you know, it's gone through its flowering, the leaves start to, you know, they'll be green, obviously, but they'll start to fade down. You'll start to see them almost turn yellow.
Yep.
Cut them back. Cut them back to the ground and kind of let them go dormant.
I got you. Okay, I got you.
And then in the spring, I want you to get them outside. Get them out for the season.
Okay.
And you can almost start that process right over in the fall of bringing them indoors or a little bit later, because you might start to see it. They might just be off time, but at the same time, if nothing's really happening towards the fall, you're not seeing anything, leave them outside to allow it to have that winter dormancy period to come back for you.
They want the
bulbs, you know, the spring flowering bulbs want that cold dormancy rest period in order to bloom fully for the next period. So, you know, it's kind of a couple things. If you get them out there and they're not doing anything, leave them out there. Let them stay for the winter. Starting to pop again, do the same thing that you did this year. Bring them in, nourish them, get those flowers, enjoy them. And it's just, the bulbs just might be confused. They don't have a calendar. They can't tell what date it is. They just base it on the temperatures. And we had some real cold temperatures. Then we had some warm temperatures and then cold. So they're as confused as we are.
Okay.
So you kind of have to look at it as a day-by-day type basis.
I got you covered. Okay, we'll give that a try, young man. You take care.
You too, Bob. Thank you for the phone call, as always. And we'll... All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.